Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹.
Good morning.
What do you think? Those little kids are looking very good, aren't they?
那孩子们很可爱，是不是？
And they sing on key.
而且他们唱得也很准。
And we get to see the easy part.
我们所看的只是一个很容易的这一部分。
Imagine how the mothers and fathers, how much energy it took just to get them here and up here.
可以想象这些他们的父母需要花多大的精力，就是要把他们这些小孩子能够让他们听话带到上面来，多不容易。
So we bless the parents and the grandparents possibly who help.
愿这些小孩子的父母和他们的祖父祖母们都能蒙福。
And say to you, we know that we need the nice looking public presence.
我们相信这些他们公众表演都非常这样的美好的公众表演的后面。
There's a great deal of investment and work.
他们的父母和他们的祖父母们都付出了很大很大的精力。
Today I'm not going to read the scriptures directly, I will weave them into my message.
我们现在先不读经文，等一下我们讲到的时候，我们再来回顾这些经文。
And the title of this message is Mothers Who Please God.
今天要讲的题目就是做母亲那些做母亲讨神喜悦的母亲。
Yesterday, when I was looking for a Mother's Day card,
昨天我去找母亲节的卡。
I stood beneath a father and a son who were also looking for a card.
我在那儿的时候，也有另外一对父子也在那里在找那母亲节的卡。
And the dad said to his son, "Should we get a funny one or a nice one?"
这个老爸对这小儿子就说，我们需要搞一个有趣的呢，还是一个很好的卡？
And they didn't answer.
这个儿子并没有回答。
So I don't know if they got a funny one or a nice one.
所以我们并不晓得他们最后所做的选择是什么。
But I think that the right card, it is possible to be both funny and nice, amen?
但我想一个好的卡应该是又有趣又很美好。
In an interview with kids about this age, children were asked the following questions.
曾经有过有一个人问，就是像我们刚才表演这些小孩子这么大的孩子，问他们一些问题。
And some of the answers were biblically based.
有些问题也是合乎圣经的。
The first question was, how did God create your mother?
他们先问小孩的第一个问题就是，神是怎么来造你母亲的？
The answer was, God used dirt, just like for the rest of us.
小孩的回答说，神是用土来造我母亲的，就像造我们其他的每一个人一样。
The next question was, what did your mother think about your dad before she married your dad?
第二个问题就是，你妈妈是怎么来看你爸爸的，在他们结婚之前。
The answer was, does he make at least $800 of a year?
小孩子就说，我妈妈希望我爸爸能够至少一年能够挣800块。
Does he say no to drugs?
而且要知道我爸爸是不是不吸毒。
Does he say yes to chores?
或者我爸爸是不是愿意做家务事。
And they ask, who is the boss in your family?
然后他们又问小孩子，在你们家里谁说了算？
And the little one answered, Dad is taller and stronger.
所以小孩子就说，一定是我爸爸，因为我爸爸又高又壮。
But moms have all the real power.
但是我妈是真的在家里说了算的那一位。
Moms are the ones you have to ask if you want to sleep over at your friend's home.
如果你要在朋友家过夜的话，你一定要去问问征得妈妈的同意才行。
The question was, what does your mom do in her spare time?
那有人继续在问，在你妈空闲的时候，那你妈妈做什么？
My mom doesn't do spare time.
我妈妈就根本就没有空闲的时间。
To hear her tell it, she pays bills all day long.
因为我妈一直说，她一天到晚都是在那里付那些账单。
And if you could change anything about your mom, what would you change?
所以他们又问这小孩子，如果你希望有一件事情你妈妈能够改变的话，那么你要改变哪一件事情？
She has this weird thing about me keeping my room clean.
我妈一直要我把我的房间弄得整理得干净。I
get rid of that.
我希望能够这个能够使我妈改变，她不再这样要求我。Again,
what would you change about your mom?
又有人问，那对你来讲，那你希望你妈妈有什么地方要改变呢？
I make my mom smarter.
我要使我妈妈变得聪明一些。
Then she would know it was my sister who started the trouble and not me.
然后她就会知道，当我们姐俩打架的时候，一定都是我妹妹的挑起，根本不是我的错。
What I would change about my mom?
因为另外一个小孩子，那么姨希望你妈妈什么地方，如果能改变的话，改变什么地方
？I'd like for her to get rid of those invisible eyes on the back of her head.
我希望能够改变我妈妈脑袋后面不再有眼睛。
Raising children is often hard work.But God has given humor to help parents enjoy their children along the challenging journey as parents.
教养子女是一件非常不容易的工作，但是神在给做父母的人的教养子女这一过程当中，也赐给他们幽默。
Today is Mother's Day.
今天是母亲节。
And we celebrate and we honor moms with gifts and attention.
我们用礼物，我们用尊敬来庆祝这个母亲节。
And I like that introduction for those who are sitting here who may be moms.
刚才就像我们有弟兄先提到的，就是对那些已经是母亲或者是将要做母亲。
And you don't know who you are.
现在你还不晓得你自己是。
We trust that there will be food from the Word of God to help you.
我希望在神的话语里面会有些经节能够帮助我们。
But everybody smiling and is happy now.
现在我们想每个人都是脸面带笑容。
But we know that on Mother's Day, not all women are happy.
但是我们也知道，在母亲节的时候，并不是每一个妇女都是喜乐的。
There are women who would like children, but remain barren.
就像有些妇女，她们喜爱孩子，但是却不能够生育。
There are women who choose not to have children, and sometimes have regrets.
但也有些妇女，她们选择不生育，但是以后又后悔。
There are mothers who have had children and those children have caused grief through bad decisions.
也有些妇女她们有孩子，但是她们孩子做了一些错误的决定，所以这种错误的决定给父母给母亲带来遗憾。
And there are mothers who've lost their children through death.
甚至还有一些做母亲的，他们的孩子因为过早的夭折。
There are mothers who've been abused and abandoned.
有那些被虐待、被遗弃的母亲
，and their mothers have grown discouraged in their marriages and in their families。
还有那些因为他们在婚姻或家庭里失望，失望的母亲。
No, Mother's Day is not always a happy day for women。
因为这些原因，所以母亲节并不是对每一个做母亲的每一个妇女都是喜乐的。
And we recognize that today as we choose to celebrate motherhood。
我们认识到这一点，但是我们今天仍然要来庆祝做母亲。
What is motherhood?
但是什么是做母亲？
Motherhood is a painful privilege.
做母亲是一个痛苦的特权。
The privilege of giving life is very special.
能够赐予孩子生命是一个非常特别的特权。
And raising a child through serving and nurturing and disciplining lets a mom see growth in the child.
这种特权使得母亲与她的孩子一同成长。
The privilege of being a mom can give certain insights.
这种做母亲特权使母亲能够有对孩子的养育有一种特别的认知。
For example, knowing the various stages of pregnancies will open up understanding of other women who are going through those stages.
因为她们自己所经历的怀孕的每一个阶段，所以她们对其他怀孕的妇女就有一种特别的理解。
Growing with the child in the stages of learning to talk,
因为就做母亲有这种特权，与他们的孩子一起成长，所以在他们孩子学习讲话的时候
，and learning to walk,
学习走路的时候
，and learning to know right from wrong,
学习知道对和错的时候
，and being able to teach a child about family and biblical values,
所以母亲就有这种特权，能够教育孩子认识什么是家庭的价值
，about obeying authority,
什么是顺服权柄。
These are stages that are often visible and enjoyable.
这些我们都是我们所看能看得见的，而且也是我们也喜悦的这些过程。
And then to see children date,
然后这些母亲又有机会，他们能够看到他们的子女长成、恋爱
，and often married,
结婚
，and then become responsible parents.
直到他们的子女也成为一个有负责任的父母
，is a very rich process.And a privilege to observe and be part of.
所有这个过程是一个非常丰富的，并且赐给做母亲的有这么一个特权。
But motherhood is sometimes painful.
但是做母亲的特权有的时候也是痛苦的。
Proverbs 17,
就像箴言十七章那里二十五节说
says the following.
这样子说
A foolish son is a grief to his father.
他说愚昧子使父亲忧愁
And bitterness to her who bore him.
使母亲忧苦
When children are foolish, grief and bitterness are felt by both the mothers and the dads.
当一个做子女的愚昧的时候，这样子的一个愁烦和愁苦是他们的父母常常感受到的。
And foolishness often means that parental wisdom has not been obeyed.
就这种愚昧常常是子女不听从父母的智慧忠告。
And this is very disappointing and can lead to bitterness.
使他们的父母失望而甚至是愁苦。
Proverbs 23:22 says.
所以箴言二十三章的二十二节又这样说。
Listen to your father who begot you.
你要听从生你的父亲。
And do not despise your mother when she is old.
你母亲老了也不可藐视她。
Sometimes when mothers get old,
有的时候母亲老年老的时候
there's a possibility that a child will despise them.
所以有可能他的子女就开始就藐视她。
And this will cause pain for mothers.
对这些母亲他们的心里面就会觉得痛苦。
And even when a child loves a mother, God's purposes sometimes will mean great pain for a mother.
就是这个孩子爱他的母亲，但是出于神的智慧，出于神的目的，有的时候也会使得母亲心痛。
For example, when Simeon blessed Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, he prophesied something about Jesus, this child.
我们都记得当西面来预言耶稣的时候，他对这个玛利亚和约瑟是这样讲。
In Luke 2:34-35, Simeon prophesied that this child would be appointed for the rise and the fall of many in Israel and for a sign to be opposed.
就像路加福音第二章三十四、三十五节这样说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列人中许多跌倒，许多人兴起。
And a sword will pierce even your own soul to the end that thoughts from many hearts will be revealed.
叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
You remember that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was the one and only human being who was with Jesus from his birth to his death.
我们知道耶稣的母亲玛利亚是那唯一的一个人，从耶稣生一直到死，一直都与耶稣在一起的。
Mary saw her son's entire life, all the way from his birth up to his crucifixion and then his resurrection.
玛利亚是在那里亲身经历的耶稣出生，一直到耶稣被钉十字架，死，一直到耶稣复活。
And to see her innocent son crucified was very painful.
所以对玛利亚来讲，当她看见她自己的一个无辜的儿子被挂在十字架钉死的时候，她自己的心是非常痛苦的。
But it was also Mary's privilege in John 19:26-27 to hear her son speak as he died painfully on the cross.
但是玛利亚也有这样一个特别的特权，就是记载在约翰福音19:26-27那里这样说：当耶稣在十字架上被钉的时候
，Jesus had the energy and compassion.
耶稣那里，他用他剩下的力量
，as he died to commission John, his faithful disciple, to care for his mother from that day forward.
他要求他的门徒约翰来负起照顾他母亲的责任。
And the Bible records from that hour on, John took Jesus' mother into his own household to care for her.
圣经记载说，从那个时候起，约翰就把玛利亚接到他自己的家中来照顾她。
John's obedience proved his love for Jesus.
约翰的顺服证明他对耶稣的爱。
And it was Mary's privilege to be cared for by a disciple of Jesus.
也只有玛利亚有这样一个特权，是因着。能够接受耶稣门徒对他的照顾。
So we realize the truth is that motherhood can be a painful privilege.
所以我们也知道做母亲是一种有痛苦的特色。
But motherhood can also be a blessed heritage.
但是做母亲也能够是一个有福的成绩。
Psalm 127:3 says, Behold, take a good look. Children are a gift, a heritage from the Lord.
就像诗篇127:3那里说，看哪，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
A gift and a heritage can mean something valuable that is passed down from previous generations.
一个产业可以是一些有价值的东西，是从前代传承下来的。
Children are valuable, and their lives are projected into future generations.
儿女是宝贵的，他们的生命是要传递到将来的后代。
In many cultures, positive status is achieved by having children.
在许多的文化中，多有子女是带给做母亲有一个优越的地位。
And mothers can learn valuable lessons from their children.
特别是做母亲的可以经由教养子女而学到一些宝贵的功课。
Moms, let me see your hands. How many of you have learned some valuable lessons from your children?
我们当中做母亲的有哪些是学到一些宝贵的经历？
Some of them were painful lessons.
有些这些功课实在是痛苦的。
But they're valuable because you were the learner as the child unfolded the lesson.
但实际上这些功课都是非常有价值的，因为在教养子女过程当中，做母亲的我们自己亲身学到。
The heritage and the gift means that mothers can learn to listen well and answer questions wisely.
比如说做母亲的就学到这个倾听的这个功课，也能够有智慧的应答。
And mothers can gain their children's trust and increase both of their self-esteem.
而且做母亲的能够得到他子女对他的信任，所以做母亲的和子女都能，他们自信心都能够增加。
And mothers can have the opportunities to influence and shape their children with God-filled values.
特别是做母亲的，他们有这个机会能够影响，能够塑造他们子女关于神的价值在他们子女身上。
And mothers can help build God's kingdom with children who follow Christ and love God.
所以做母亲的，当他们的子女跟随耶稣的时候，做母亲就能够帮助神的国度建立。
As you watch these children singing today,
当我们看见这些小孩子在唱诗的时候，
and the girls sing louder than the boys,
我们知道这些女孩子们的声音就比男孩子声音要大。
Maybe because they understand the words faster, I don't know.
我想也许女孩子们她们比较更能够明白这些歌词的意思。
But those words that they sang were true. They were biblically based truths.
但是她们所唱的这些歌词都是合乎圣经的。
And wait till you see them add 5, 7, 10 years.
让我们来看五年或者七年十年之后。
And see them start to own those words.
就是看到他们对这些话语有真实的理解。
And live those words in 20 years.
而且能够活出这些话语在二十年之后。
That will be part of your heritage, part of the gift.
那个时候作为他们的母亲，那么你就有产业了。
Motherhood is also a reward from God.
做母亲也是从神那里来说得了一个赏赐。
Psalm 127:3 says that.
因为诗篇127篇第三节也这样讲。
The fruit of the womb is a reward.
所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Our daughter-in-law Casey had 2 high-risk pregnancies.
我们的儿媳有过两次可能是高危的怀孕的过程。
And God brought her through day by day and month after month into carefully delivering 2 very healthy children.
每次都是神的恩典，神保守她，使她一天一天这样的经历，直到她最后，她现在有了两个宝贵的孩子。
I can't remember praying for children more than these two.
我实在是记得我为这两个孩子祷告是我祷告最多的。
And lots of prayer from other people help protect the lives.
许多许多弟兄姐妹的一起的祷告来帮助他们，来帮助这个怀孕的我们儿媳她度过怀孕的过程和生产的过程。
And now Casey sees 2 healthy children growing and maturing every day.
现在我们有两个可爱的这个孙子和孙女，他们每天的成长。
She says they seem to change every day.
所以我儿媳就在说，她看她的两个孩子好像是每天都在改变。
And her little 4-month-old son,
他的最小的那个4岁大的儿子
has figured out
4个月大的儿子
has figured out a way to have mom come nurse him.
已经想到了一个方法，能够叫他母亲来喂他。
He eats regularly.
而且这个小孩子是胃口很好。
He's doubled his birth weight.
而且现在已经跟出生的时候体重已经加重一倍。
And his mom is having an easier time nursing him.
现在他母亲喂他的时候也觉得更加容易一些。
And she says when she looks at him, he looks lonely.
这个做妈妈的就说，当他看见这个4个月大的小孩子的时候，他觉得这小孩子有一种孤单感。
So she's available to feed him.
所以这个妈妈就马上就要来喂这个孩子。
And he's doubled his birth weight.
所以这个小孩子就这样子的胃口好，所以他就很快他的体重就增加。
I think he's rewarding his mom with extra growth.
我想这个小孩子他是这个赏赐他的母亲，奖赏他的母亲，是应对他自己增加的自己他的体重。
I want you to look with me in the Word at two mothers who pleased God.
我们愿意大家一起来看看圣经，有两个母亲是来讨神喜悦的母亲。
We won't read these. I'll trust that you know. I'll give you the story in 1 Samuel 1 and 2.
我们不会完整的来读这些经节，但是我相信大家都已经很熟悉了。第一个就是在撒母耳书的撒母耳上的第一节和第一章和第二章。
In this story, Hannah really pleased the Lord by praying hard.
我们知道哈拿的这个故事，也就知道哈拿实在是讨神喜悦，因为她是在那里倾心的祷告。
She pleased God by fulfilling her vow to give her firstborn son to God's service.
她讨神的喜悦是因为她答应神，她按照她向神所许的愿去做，把她所生的第一个孩子献给神。
Hannah also pleased God by trusting and praising God in her daily life.
Hannah 也是因着讨神的喜悦，因为她每天都来信靠神。
You remember that Hannah lived in a troubled marriage.
我们知道 Hannah 她的婚姻生活实际上是不幸的。
She had to share her husband with another wife.
因为她必须要和另外一个人一起分享她的丈夫。
And from Genesis 2:24, we see clearly that God's original and best design for marriage was one husband committed to one wife faithfully.
因为从创世纪第二章那里，我们知道神的心意是愿意婚姻是一个丈夫和一个妻子。
Polygamy, which rose from selfish and cultural reasons, never pleased God.
多配偶制度在神的眼中从来是不合理的。
And the Bible clearly shows that wherever polygamy arose, there was always family trouble.
圣经记载的也很清楚，只要有多配偶制存在的时候，所有那些婚姻都有不幸。
So sharing a husband grieved Hannah.
所以因着跟别人分享她的丈夫，使得哈拿她的心里愁苦。
She also grew bitter in her soul because she was unable to conceive and have any children.
另一个使她心里愁苦的就是她不能够生育。
And her rival wife Peninnah bore children, and she tormented and ridiculed Hannah's barrenness.
但因为比尼拿能够生育，所以比尼拿就做她的对头，大大的激动她，使她生气。
In Old Testament times, a childless woman was considered a failure and a social embarrassment for her husband.
在圣经旧约时代那里，如果你不能够生育，那么对于这个妇女是一种耻辱。
And although Hannah's husband Elkanah loved and supported her,
虽然哈拿的丈夫以利拿爱她
，her husband's love was not enough to meet her deep soul needs.
但是她丈夫对她的爱还不能够满足她里面的需要。
Hannah grew bitter and she wept a lot.
因为哈拿的心里愁苦，所以她这里常常哭泣。
But rather than give in to self-pity, she began to pour her soul out to God.
但是她没有停留在一个自怜的这个光景里面，而是她到神的面前来哭泣。
She prayed faithfully and she prayed diligently.
她那里倾心地向神祷告。
She prayed so hard that when she prayed, she spoke her prayers in her heart.
她是这样的祷告，就是当她祷告的时候，她把她的心都告诉了。
And only her lips moved, and her voice was not heard.
那个在别人看来，只看见她的嘴唇在动，根本听不见她的祷告词。
And Eli, the head priest, actually thought she was drunk.
那时候的祭司以利以为哈拿祷告的时候以为哈拿是喝醉了。
Perhaps he had not seen this kind of hard praying before.
我想，因为以利还没有见过有其他的妇女能够像哈拿这样子倾心的祷告。
And she prayed so hard and so diligently that even her husband thought that she didn't love him anymore.
就是哈拿这样的祷告，倾心祷告，她的丈夫以利加拿也以为哈拿不再爱她。
And this diligent praying brought her to the point where she could make this vow to God.
哈拿这样子对神倾心的祷告，使得哈拿对神许了这样的一个愿。
In 1 Samuel 1:11, she says,
就是在撒母耳上第一章的十一节，哈拿这样的祷告说
：“O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maid servant and remember me,
万军之耶和华呀，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷恋不忘婢女。”
and not forget your maidservant,
眷念不忘婢女,
but will give the maidservant a son,
赐我一个儿子,
then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life,
我就必使他终身归于耶和华,
and a razor shall never come on his head,
不用剃头刀剃他的头。
Hannah's personal vow was as binding as a written contract.
Hannah 所许的这一个愿，在当时来讲，就是一个，就是相当于一个合同。
She promised to sacrificially send her son into God's serious lifetime service.
她答应神，如果神给她儿子的话，她要把这个儿子献给神，而且使这个孩子终身归于耶和华。
And the purpose of a Nazarite vow was to raise up a group of leaders who completely were devoted to serving God.
拿西尔的愿就是要兴起一批人能够完全的委身给神。
The Nazarite vow was to be voluntary with one exception.
拿西尔的愿是一个自愿的愿，但是有一个例外。
Parents could take the Nazarite vow for their young children, making them Nazarites for life.
就是父母可以使他们的年幼的子女，可以为他们年幼的子女许拿西尔的愿。
And in the Nazarite vow, there were three distinctive restrictions.
在拿西尔的愿里头有三个很重要的地方。
No drinking wine or fermented drinks.
就是他们不能够喝酒。就是他们不能够喝酒，或任何发酵东西都不能喝。
No cutting of the hair or the beard.
他们也不能用剃头刀剃他们的头发或者是胡须。
And no touching a dead body.
他们也不能接触尸体。
And when she made this vow, she was making a vow on behalf of her son, but binding her future with his future.
所以当哈拿许这样的愿的时候，她就是使她的儿子做拿西尔人，而且要使她自己也要应许这样，能够持住这样的应许。
I used to say to my younger son Joel when he was going to university, son.Your future is my future.
我一直对我的小儿子这样说，当他上大学了，我就对他这样讲，你的未来也就是我的未来。
And now he says to me, Dad, my future is your future.
现在我小儿子这样来答应来回应我，就是是的，我的未来也就是你的未来。
But Hannah had committed herself with her son, and his future was really her future also.
所以对哈娜来讲，她这样的许愿，她儿子的将来也就是她的将来。
Here's the good part. God heard Hannah's vow, and he opened up her womb.
美妙的就是神垂听了哈娜的祷告，使哈娜怀孕。
And when she gave birth to a son named Samuel.
所以当哈娜生了她的头生的儿子的时候，她的儿子的名字就是叫撒母耳。
And the meaning of Samuel's name sounds like the Hebrew word heard of God.
因为撒母耳这个名字的意思就是神听，神垂听。
What are the lessons we can learn from Hannah's life?
所以我们从哈拿的这个一生里面，我们能够学到什么？
First one I see is God hears and answers prayers according to His own wisdom.
所以我们知道神垂听人的祷告是根据神的智慧。
The other lesson is this.
另外一个功课学到
，Only God can give power to conceive children as His gift.
只有神才能够使我们生孩子。
And another lesson I learned was be careful what you promise in prayer.
另外一个也很重要，就是我们要非常的留意我们是怎样的祷告，或者我们祷告什么。
Hannah fulfilled her sacrificial prayer promise to God.
Hannah, 她因向神这样的许愿，她也就这样做。
This was a painful privilege.
对于Hannah来讲，这是一个痛苦的。
And imagine her taking her son who was about 3 years old,
大家想象一下，当他的儿子差不多也就三岁大的时候，
to the temple training grounds,
他就把他这个三岁大的小小的儿子带到圣殿，
and leaving him there under Eli's training,
把他交给以利，让以利开始训练他。
He wasn't coming home on weekends to wash his laundry.
他并不这小儿子这个小小的孩子并不会周末来回家。让妈妈来帮他洗衣服。
She was leaving him for the rest of his life to be trained there.
她实在是把她三岁大的孩子就留在祭司那里。
She wanted to dedicate her son to God's service.
因为她愿意，而且她也要这样把她的儿子完全的交给神，用于服侍神。
And she was dedicating her own life and her future to God's sovereignty.
因为这样，他也就把他自己的生活就完全的交托给神。
Although Hannah missed the privileges of nurturing her little boy every day,
所以我们知道哈拿她没有这样的机会再来每天养育她这个三岁小孩子。
The Bible records that she visited him regularly.
但是圣经记载说，她就是可能的话，她还尽力的去看照顾她的小孩。
It says each year she brought Samuel a new robe, just like his trainer Eli.
所以圣经记载说，当每年献年祭的时候，她都要为撒母耳做一件小外袍，像以利一样。
She also praised God or pleased God by fulfilling her vows.
所以哈拿是因着她讨神的喜悦，因为她向神许愿，她也就这样做。
And giving magnificent praise to God.
而且哈拿对神的对神的赞美是这样的美好。
In 1 Samuel 2:1 through 10, she praised him for his holiness.
因为哈拿向神祷告说，她赞美神的圣洁，她说只有耶和华为圣。
She praised God for being solid as a rock.
也是，他也赞美神说神像磐石一样，因为也没有磐石像我们的神。
She praises God for knowing all things,
因为他赞美神是因为神是全知的。
And knowing all areas of her life,
而且神也是知道他自己真知道哈拿一生的各个方面。
She praises God for being sovereign over all nations and over all life.
所以哈拿他赞美神是因为神的权柄。
And she praises God for being the supreme judge who perfects justice.
而且因为神是这样子的一个超乎一切的这个法官，他能够治理一切。
And as Hannah devoted her son to the Lord's full-time service, she cooperated with God's plan for her son's life.
当哈拿把他的儿子献给神，全时间的奉献给神的时候，那么他就是与神在撒母耳身上的计划是合作。
Her son Samuel.Would grow to be the greatest judge who ever led the nation of Israel.
所以撒母耳就成为士师时代的当中的一个最伟大的一个士师，是带领以色列子民的。
When God opened Hannah's womb, He kept it open.
当神使哈拿怀孕的时候，他就使哈拿继续的怀孕。
And He gave her five more children to nurture and to love.
所以使哈拿能够继续，以后又有五个儿子。
That's such a rich story as a mom gives up her son to the Lord's full service.
所以当一个做母亲的把他的儿子奉献给神，全时间的奉献给神的时候。
And sometimes if you read the right missionary autobiographies or biographies,
所以有时候我们来读宣教士他们的自传的时候，
you will see some of the same sacrificial love from moms and dads.
我们也常常能够看见这些宣教士的母亲和父亲是怎样把他们的孩子来奉献给神。
And brothers and sisters, if you turn to Proverbs 31,
另外一处经节我们要看的就是在箴言第三十一章。
How many of you are fairly familiar with this proverb, Proverbs 31?
我们有谁对箴言三十一章相对来讲比较熟悉？
My youngest son Joel and I have a father-son project of reading a biblical proverb a day throughout this year. We're going to read one a day throughout the year and circle through all the proverbs.
我跟我儿子有这样一个约定，就是我们每一天我们要来读一篇箴言，箴言每天都是要这样做。
And when my son came to Proverbs 31, he said to, and read it, he said to me,
当我儿子读到箴言三十一章的时候，他这样对我说。
Then how can any woman be such a superwoman?
他说怎么世界上会有这样的妇女，她像一个超人一样。
I think I encourage him not to try to make his wife this woman.
我就试着来引导我的儿子，使他不要对他自己的太太有过高的期望。
Proverbs 31 is meant to encourage and to inspire.
因为箴言三十一章，它是要鼓励，要激动我们。
God is not aiming to show a perfect woman.
在这里面，神并不是说要告诉我们一个完美的这个妇人应该是怎样的。
I have learned there are no perfect women.
因为我已经学到了，就是并没有一个完美的妇人。
But my notes tell me that Proverbs 31 may actually not be one woman.
但是我在学习圣经的时候，我的笔记是这样想的。就是箴言三十一章所记的这样一个奇妙的妇女，她也许并不是一个人。
It may be a composite, a portrait of an ideal woman.
它是一个一群妇女，是每一个人的这样的美好的灵性都组合在一起的。
So the exhortation is don't see her as a model to imitate in every detail.
所以我们并不是要以这个作为我们每日的生活的来比较的这么一个细节。
Your days are not long enough to do all the things that she does.
因为我们在地上的年日短暂，我们实在是并不能够完成所有这些一切。
But instead, see her as an inspiration to all that you can become.
但是我们要把它作为一个，就是我们应该效仿的一个榜样。
And we can learn lessons from this very diligent woman.
所以我们能够从箴言三十一章所记载的这一位妇女的身上，能够学到我们所应当学的功课。
Here's an aside for the man.This is another a side story for the man.
Okay, 这是另外一个故事，是关于男生的。
If you read Proverbs 31 and you try to manipulate it with a woman,
如果你读了箴言三十一章，你试着要来这个
try to shape her,
你试着要来用它来改变来控制你的太太。
You will be doing a disservice.
God. 那么你对神你就不是在服侍神。
Because this woman,
因为这样一位才德的妇女
is strong and able to do all of these activities,
因为她有能力能够做的所有这些一切的事情
because of her relationship with the living God,
只是因为她对神有一种特别的关系。
Lemuel, the writer of this proverb, King Lemuel, his name means devoted to God.
因为这三十一章第一节说利木伊勒王，这个利木伊勒他的意思本身这个意思就是说是献身给神。
And if it is true that his mother's earliest intention and purpose was to devote her son to God,
所以我们通过箴言三十一章的前两节经节就知道，就是在他利木伊勒他献身给神，实际上是他母亲在怀他的时候就已经把他献身给神，所以给他起这样的名字。
Then we are going to have a mother who pleases God.
所以我们从这里看到另外一个王的母亲是一个来讨神喜悦的母亲。
Look at the first three verses with me in Proverbs 31, 1 through 3.
我们先来看 头三节，箴言三十一章的头三节。
The words of King Lemuel, the oracle which his mother taught him, What, O my son, and what, O son of my womb, and what, O son of my vows, do not give your strength to women, or your ways to that,Which destroys kings.
利莫伊勒王的言语是他母亲教训他的箴言。我的儿啊，我腹中生的儿啊，我所许愿得的儿啊，我当怎样教训你呢？不要将你的精力给妇女，也不要有败坏君王的行为。
Son of my womb, this mom recognized eventually that she was carrying in her womb a future king.
他说我腹中所生的儿啊。他这个母亲在她怀孕的时候就已经知道她将来要生的这个孩子将来是要做君王。
And he would have to be a king who would be wise in order to rule his people well.
要成为一个有智慧的君王，能够有智慧的管理他的子民的话。
And look at the phrase, O son of my vows.
所以他就说我就说我当怎样教训你，我许愿的儿啊。
It indicates to me that the king's mom made some vows, just like Hannah.
所以这里就晓得当这个妇女怀孕这个孩子的时候她已经向神所许愿向哈拿向神所许愿一样。
And if you combine Lemuel's name, which means devoted to God,
如果我们把她许愿所得的儿和这个王她得的儿子的名字利木伊勒结合在一起看的时候
I think you can connect that his mom made a vow, at least one, to devote her efforts and her son's life to God's service.
我们相信这个利木伊勒王他的母亲所许的愿就是要使他的儿子能够完全的献身给神。
And so here is a mother training her son.
我们看见这里有一个母亲在这里来教育他的儿子。
Who is becoming the king of the nation.
而他的儿子将来是要做一个君王。
And her first warning, thank you mom.
所以他的第一句话是所以我们要先来谢谢这个妈妈。
Is to avoid the kind of women who ruin kings.
就是你作为君王的话，你就要来避免那些有败坏君王行为的这些妇女。
She also warns her son against alcoholic drunkenness.
她也这里告诫她的儿子不要酗酒。
And other ways that destroys a king's decision-making abilities. And when you read through this, you see that she says to herself, speak up for those who can't represent themselves. As kings, speak up for positive human rights. Son, I want you to judge fairly and defend the rights of the poor and the needy. And if you remain devoted to God, you will be able to be a leader of high integrity. And brothers and sisters, when you read this, you realize that what his mother taught him, he is not only receiving it, he is passing it on to his people.
我们来读箴言31章的时候就会想到，利未一老王不单单的他从他母亲那里得到这些教训，而且他也把这些宝贵的教训传递给他的子民。
I think there are lots of lessons that my wife taught our sons.
我相信当我太太教导了我的孩子的许多好功课。
And only now are we beginning to see them start to receive those lessons as they mature.
直到现在他们，我们的孩子长大成人了，我们才看见这些孩子这些经历，这些功课交给他们的。现在我们能够看见这些果效。
And now you can hear the mother tell her son or instruct her son.
我们以前都看到的是这个妈妈怎样教育她的儿子。
In verse 10, she would say to him.
到第十节，这个妈妈教育儿子说。
An excellent wife, who can find?
就是宰割的妇人，谁能得着呢？
For her worth is far above jewels.
她的价值远胜过珍珠。
And so this mom begins to teach her son, who's going to become a king, how to recognize a wife of noble character.
所以这个母亲就在教育她的儿子，怎样来去识别一个才德的妇人。
And she lists these ideal activities, and it shows a woman who is very strong in character and very impressive with her working skills.
她这里就是把下面所讲的就是这个才德的妇人这些的她的能力这些她的品性。
And she gets her strength from her relationship with the Lord.
因为这位才德的妇人她所得到的这些能力是因为她与神的关系。
You will notice something as you read this beautiful proverb that his mother taught him.
当我们再往下读的时候，我们就会看到所有这些品性、美好的品性，这个利未一老王的母亲来教导他儿子。
Nowhere in this description is her physical appearance ever mentioned.
所有这些教导里面，我们看不到任何一点是提到这个将来要找的那个妇人她的容貌。
Her strength and her beauty come from the inside because of her relationship with God.
就是所讲的她的那些美好的品性，都是因着从她内在所示的来表现出来。
Her attractiveness comes from her character.
她的美好，她的吸引之处是因着她里面的性格。
His mother goes one step further.
所以她的母亲继续再往下一步就说。
And she teaches her son that charm is deceptive.
他在那就说艳丽是虚假的。
Charm can be superficial.
因为艳丽是表面的。
It could be alluring.
看上去好像是很诱人。
It could be enchanting.
看上去也好像也很愚人。
But son, study charm carefully to be sure it's genuine.
他说，但是这个你要仔细的来看，要你仔细要来看，要使得他这个美丽实在是一个真实的美丽，出于内在的美丽。
And then she takes her son one step deeper.
然后再下一步就继续说,
she reminds him that beauty is fleeting.
她说美容也是虚浮的,
that exterior beauty can be brief.
因为外在的美貌是一个短暂的,
and it can pass swiftly.
是很快就会过去,
and her implication is that her son should be wise and careful to discern deeper character qualities, since exterior beauty can be altered swiftly.
所以他就教育他的儿子是说，外表这些美丽、美容都是虚浮的，很快就会过去。你要花你的精力来分辨哪些人是他里面有内在的美。
And while this mom's on a roll,
当妈妈继续往下讲的时候
She says invest in looking for a woman who fears the Lord
她妈妈就继续说唯敬畏耶和华的妇人才必得称赞
So brothers and sisters, let me give the application now as we close, begin to close the message
我们再继续我们下面有一个应用的
Believing can just be a cerebral exercise.
我们相信可能只是我们头脑的一个活动。
Believing can be just head nodding without really putting lessons into practice.
相信也只是一个也只是一个点头而已，未必能够把这些所听到的都能够付诸于行动。
It's applying lessons and following through that makes a person a real player.
只有把所听到的付诸于实行，那么我们才真的是来在学习我们所听的。
And a real player always rejects passivity.
而且如果我们是真实的对神的话，是认真的话，我们就不会是，就不会在那里在被动。
And learns to act responsibly and engage in real life.
我们就会来主动的，来负责任的，来把神的话语来实行出来。
Here are the lessons I see. Motherhood is the fulfillment of Hebrews 13 verse 7.
所以我们知道做母亲是对就像希伯来书 十三章那里 所记载那样是完成这样的话
This verse often is implied that it's for men but it's for men, women and moms and dads
这个我们所要学的这些功课不单单的是也是是对做男是对做丈夫或者是做母亲
Remember those who led you
因为希伯来书十三章第七节这样说
Who spoke the word of God to you
从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人
and considering the result of their conduct
你们要想念他们效法他们的信心
imitate their faith
效法他们的信心留心看他们为人的结局
God pleasing mothers are those who lead
因为那些讨神喜悦的母亲也是那些他在做带领的人
those who exert their influence in their childrenTo lead a life that pleases God.
那是也就是那些他们在尽力发挥他们的影响来影响他们子女的人。
And mothers who influence their children towards pleasing God.
那些要使他们的子女影响他们的子女，让他们的子女来讨神喜悦的这些母亲。
Place the building of God's kingdom above their personal agendas.
他们把在使他们子他们把建立神的国度来高于他们个人的兴趣。
And even place.The kingdom of God's building above cultural priorities.
他们也把对神国度的建立 也高于他们在文化上他们一些其他的一些优先次序。
And mothers who lead, pray, and train their children to please God lead lives of faith that should be imitated.
那些带领影响他们的子女，而使他们的子女来对神的国度来讨神喜悦的这些母亲们，是应当被人效法。
Next month is Father's Day.
下个月就是父亲节。
And if you feel a little heavy, like, oh my goodness, what am I doing? I need to pick up my faith. All I'm saying is, dads are next.
如果你觉得今天的道有点沉重的话，那么你就知道下个月的话是讲父亲节的时候，父亲也有父亲要负的责任。
But God-pleasing mothers speak the word of God into their children's lives.
讨神喜悦的母亲们，他们是把神的话语讲出来。
They speak.At the right, coachable, teachable time.
他们也讲话的时机也是合宜的。
They speak with the right tone.
他们讲出神话语的这个音调，这个语调也是合宜的。
A tone that gives not only God's seriousness, but His joy.
不单单的是讲话的语调，是对神的话语是认真，而且对神的话语是喜悦。
And they speak the right number of words.
而且他们所讲话的这个讲话的多少也是合宜的。
They also speak with the right motives.
特别是他们讲话里面的动机更是合宜的。
Not for themselves.
因为他们讲出神话语的时候不是为了他们自己。
And not to brag about their children's accomplishments.
也不是为了来夸耀自己子女的所取得这些成就。
I have talked to many, I have listened to many Chinese American sons and daughters.
我已经听到过很多很多这些在美国的这些老中的第二代的子女向我这样讲。
And they tell me,
他们跟我说
that sometimes what they do,
他们有的时候做某些事情
is for their parents' bragging rights.
只是为了使他们的父女，使他们的父母能够借着他们所子女所做的来夸口。
God thinks mothers look higher than their own agenda of what is good for their family.
讨神喜悦的妇女，他们是把神的事情放在更高一点。
Hebrews 13:7 also warns mothers that they need to remember that their conduct or their daily lives will be watched and examined and nurtured by God.
希伯来书十三章第七节那里也说，所有这些讨神喜悦的妇女的这些人，他们呢也都晓得，他们每日的言语和行为都是被人家所在那里观察。
And how many moms here and grandparents have discovered that kids are also watching you?
我们当中有谁我们知道我们的子女一直排在那里注意着我们
？And they copy both the good and the bad.
而且他们也在效法我们的一切，无论是我们好的或者是坏的。
Maturing children don't look for perfection in their moms.
一个成熟的子女不会在他的母亲身上找到完美。
They look for love and compassion.
他们在他们自己的母亲身上所要寻找的就是爱和同情。
They look for a listening heart.
他们在他的母亲身上能够希望能够寻找一些可以倾听的耳朵。
And they're looking for a mom who is available to love them.
他们就是在寻找一个母亲，是那能够在那里愿意来爱他们。
So let me just end with a few questions for the moms to consider.
就我们愿意问大家几个问题，使得当中我们做母亲的来考虑。
And dads and future dads, you can listen in.
那些做父亲的或者将来要做父亲的人，也愿意愿一起来听。
Because these also apply. These questions also apply to you.
因为这些问题不单单是应用适用于父母亲，也适用于做父亲。
Number one,
第一个就是
What legacy do you want to leave? As a mother,
作为母亲，你愿意留给你的子女什么样的遗产
？What is it that you want them to value and to treasure, especially after you're gone?
什么事情你愿意你的子女特别看重、特别疼、特别宝贵，特别是当你不在的时候
？What sayings will your children remember you for?
你的子女会记得你所说的哪些话
？I hope it's not.Go practice your music.
我希望你子女不再记得想到他妈妈的时候，不再会记得指他妈妈每次就是说要去练钢琴。
I hope it's not do your homework first.
也不再是那些只是要你要先做完家庭作业。
And I certainly hope it's not wait till your father gets home.
我也希望呢，小孩子不再记得他母亲一直就这么说，等着你爸回来怎么收拾你。
I hope it will be, I love you.
我希望我们的小孩子能够记得母亲对他们最常说的话就是我爱你。
I hope it will be, go ahead, I'm listening.
继续说，我听着，我在听。
And then, what will your children want to copy from your life?
我们也希望我们做母亲的能够思考，我们愿意我们的孩子从我们身上学什么。
When my son was very small.I don't know, 5 or 6 years old, he was asked to draw a picture of his family in school.
我们当我孩子特别小的时候，他在学校里头有一个功课，就是让他来画一个画，把他的家里人都画出来。
So he drew a picture of his brother with a football.
所以他画他的哥哥的时候，他就画了一个这个足球，那是橄榄球。
And he drew a picture of his papa with a book.
他画他爸爸的时候，就画他爸爸手有一本书。
And he drew a picture of his mom with a broom.
画妈妈是不是妈妈手上拿着扫帚
？So I guess he saw mom as the one who is always sweeping, or working, or something, or chasing him with the broom.
我想这个孩子对他妈妈的印象就是，妈妈要么拿家里拿着扫帚一天到晚在家里的扫在那里打扫卫生，或者是拿着扫帚在追他。
What will your children want to copy from your life?
所以你愿意你的孩子从你身上学什么？
And finally, will your children remember you as a mom?
最后一个就是，是不是你的孩子他想到你的时候，他能够一直认为你是
who spoke the word of God into their lives?
就是他是一个，就是你是不是一个能够把神的话向他表达的这么一个人
？The entrance of God's word into their lives will bring them light.
因为神的话语进入他们心的时候，能够带给他们亮光。
And so we pray that you will speak the word of God into their lives.
我们祷告就是愿意做母亲的能够对你的孩子常常讲神的话。
This Mother's Day is the beginning of new opportunities to please God as a mom whom God has given children to.
所以今天这个母亲节实际上是给我们每一个做母亲的有这个机会，我们开始来努力的来做一个来讨神喜悦的母亲。
And as you make it your goal to please God, may these results happen.
当你愿意来做一个讨神喜悦的母亲的话，我们希望能够看到这样的一个结果。
That your children will rise up and bless you.
就是圣经所说的，他的儿女起来称他有福。
And that your husband will also bless you.
他的丈夫也称赞他。
And he will say and mean it that you excel all other moms.
就是愿意他所说的这个，愿他享受他所得的。
And as you please God, may you have the product of your hands,
而且愿意他享受他所得的。
And may your works praise you in the gates.
愿意他的工作在城门口荣耀他。
May I have the moms rise as we pray for you at the end of this time, please.
请我们当中在座的，只要你是做母亲的，请你站起来，请你祷告。
The moms should rise, please.
请妈妈站起来。
Father, these are the women that you have made moms.
天父，这些站在这里的每一个妇女是你使她们能够成为母亲。
Father, these are the women that you chose to give a child to or children to.
是这些人是你选择的要使她们，你赐子女给她们。
And that was your gift to them.
因为她们的子女是你所赐的赏赐。
Thank you that you are the only one who can make a mother.
我们感谢你，因为只有你才使他们成为母亲。
It sounds like grace again, where we could do nothing, except trust you for your gift.
因为我们所领受的全都是恩典。
And may you give these moms who are standing today a new start.
愿你今天站在你面前的每一个母亲赐给他们一个新的开始。
That they would leave the lessons from the past.
他们能够把他们所学的以前的一切的事情都能够留在背后
，and look forward to that which you are doing, which is new，
能够看见 ，focus 能够看你在他们前面要摆的是一个新的
，and when you begin to do these new things of growth，
当你在他们身上做新的工作的时候
，we pray you give them eyes to perceive what you're doing，
我们向你祷告就是你给他们眼睛让他们看见你在他们身上所要做的。
We pray for those who have very young children.
我们也为那些有非常年幼子女的这些母亲祷告。
That you will help them to bring them to the saving grace and the salvation of Christ.
就是你帮助这些母亲，能够使他们的孩子都能够进入到你的国度，享受你所赐的救恩。
And we pray that you will give them new energy in your Holy Spirit.
而且在你的圣灵里面，你赐给他们新的能力。
And that as they serve you, they will be joyful.
因为当他们服侍他们子女的时候，他们能够满有喜乐的服侍。
And we pray your protection upon them，
求你保守在做母亲。
Keep them strongly in your word，
赐给他们在你的话语上面的坚固。
Give them rich Christian fellowship，
也赐给他们在你的团契里面的丰富。
And Lord give them such joy，
赐给他们喜乐。
From you，
从你来的喜乐。
That they will be able to laugh at the future。
使他们能够在将来想到他们子女的时候，他们就心里能够满了喜乐。
We thank you for our moms today.
我们谢谢你赐给我们母亲。
We bless you, Father, for your wisdom.
我们赞美你，因为你是这样的智慧的父亲天父。
And thank you in Jesus for this time together.
我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣。